This map was created by Heinrich Bunting in 1582 and is titled Reisen der Kinder von Israel aus Ägypten and is a map of the Middle East.
Heinrich Bunting was a Protestant pastor and a theologian who also made woodcut maps. The map is a bit crude. It's not as elegant as the copper engraved maps that would follow a century later. But nevertheless, this map is exceptionally charming, and it tells a story. The story it tells, of course, is the escape of the children of Israel from enslavement in Egypt, across the Red Sea, following a path traced by Moses, wandering in the wilderness. You can see the wavy path that reflects their starts and stops and uncertainty. Finally, they turn north, and the path continues on up to the upper left-hand corner, where finally, looking off a mountaintop, Moses sees the land that, in the Jewish faith, was believed to be promised to the Israelites by God. So you see there Judea and that part of the world across the Dead Sea was something that Moses saw but was unable himself to visit, having died right after seeing the object of their travels. The map is filled with wonderful imagery. If one looks down toward the bottom near the Red Sea, you can see a figure in a blue robe with his cane or mitre raised high, and that's Moses, and he has just commanded the waters to come back. If we back up a few minutes, we look to the left, we can see a group of hapless soldiers in a cart, and one can see the rising waters slowly but surely engulfing them as the waters rose in response to Moses's signal. So the Red Sea, of course, is the subject of many legends. This biblical legend is one for the ages. In any event, Bunting imagined what the path of the Israelites was, and this map was his effort to trace it and give it a feeling of something that really happened and took a long time to happen and involved a lot of struggle to bring to an end. An intriguing map.